embarrassment, and I can't wait till he is replaced with maybe a human. And I do my best, like I said, doing energy work. And that's how I fight back. And of course, if you've tuned in before, you understand that as we do the work, it's done in a way where you're not going to accrue negative karma. We got to play fair. Doesn't mean what the other side does, but we have to do the work with high energy. And we can't hurt nor harm, which kind of puts us at a little bit of a disadvantage, but we're doing okay. And then God gives us crystals. So if you got crystals, go get them because we're going to use them tonight. And crystals amplify our work, amplifies your energy. And when you do a light circle and you put a crystal in the center and you've got, a group, now your energy is multiplied 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000. I mean, how incredible is that? God knows light workers need energies. And again, crystals can be used for good or for bad. It's all your intent. But, I actually own the largest crystal in Hawaii. I'm the caretaker. What does owning mean? It's on loan as long as I'm alive. Okay. But I have a 1,000-pound smoky quartz celestial earth keeper crystal that I let people come and touch and hug. And I have another one that's 650 pounds. That's a smoky quartz celestial earth keeper. And I do light work with it. It amplifies what I do. It amplifies all this energy work. My purpose, and I would have to think that your purpose is also, because you tuned into my show tonight, is to quantum leap the world into enlightenment and bypass all this negative garbage. And we really don't have to go through this garbage. If people would only join together, focus on world enlightenment and helping other people connect to the creator so they know better, and then it just kind of snowballs. Now, remember, we are having a world enlightenment on the solar eclipse. We're going for the gusto again. That's on August 21st. And write this on your refrigerator. All we're asking people do is to chant, "May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now." That's all. The more you chant it, the more it happens, the more it's going to manifest. It's that simple. And this does not have to be hard. We just need people to help and do it with us. And we can have an incredible shift. We can have a little tiny shift or a huge one. And a huge shift, because we did it a lot the last year, focusing on world enlightenment. And what do you see now on the planet? The result is everybody is speaking up. They're not what I would call sheeple. Now, there's a lot of sheeple out there that still need to be enlightened and reconnected to the creator, but people are awakening and they're protesting and they're standing firm and they're seeing clearly that no, this isn't okay. The health bill, care bill that the Republicans are putting together is not okay. And we're not going to say it's okay. And we're not going to let them get away with it. They can't, their magic is waning. Why? Because us light workers, we're doing our work and we're negating what they do. And that's important. This is really the first time ever the dark side has had light really, really focus on them and negating what they do and taking them on, in, so to speak. And whoever holds the most energy wins. It's that simple. So doing energy work like this in this huge group, because Lordy, we've got over 300,000 people listening and joining in. And that's incredible. That's a lot of energy. And that is freaking effective, guys. Another reason why I decided to do a light circle after I did the energy balancing for you, so we can take this energy, utilize it, amplify it, so enlightenment will happen on the earth. What's our choice? Nazis? I don't think so. That doesn't work for me. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing the earth destroyed. I'm tired of poor people being ganged up on, social programs being removed, women going after, and them trying to put us back into the 13th century. Cancel, clear, cancel, clear, cancel, clear. When you got Paul Ryan coming into the Congress saying that women can, giving women a dress code, saying that they cannot wear anything with short sleeves in the hallways, and they're removed. I mean, how asinine is that? Who the hell does that man think he is? And if that's not an asshole trying to control women, I don't know what is. And I don't know about you guys, but I am so tired of this patriarchal, out of balance energy in control of the planet. And the reptilians in control of the planet. And that's why we're doing light work. All right, so what we're going to do is the energy balancing curse removal. Let's get to that. And for those of you that have not experienced, it's just getting rid of energy you've taken on that's not yours. Getting rid of energy implants, cutting ties to voodoo effigies, removing energy overlays, curses, and helping you move forward. Because when you move forward, you're successful. The more light you're going to pull in and the more attention you're going to give to energy work and maybe world enlightenment. So it's a win-win, right? Okay, so all you got to do is sit down, put your feet flat on the floor, sit up as straight as you can, because then you're reconnected to the Creator, and just start taking some gentle, deep breaths, and put your palms up like you're going to receive, which you are. And as you're taking some gentle, deep breaths, you're going to inhale light and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. And imagine that energy going through the violet flame back to God. And you fill up with your divine essence. And as you're doing that, breathing in light and exhaling out everything that no longer serves you, I'm going to surround each and every one of you in a bubble of golden flame. I add to that the blue flame of protection, the violet flame of transmutation, the green flame of healing, and I seal you in the pink flame of love. And I call to the teachers, guides, masters, and all the divine beings that are around you and invite them in to make this energy work as gentle, loving, and kind as we can. So take one more deep breath and exhale out everything that no longer serves you. That energy goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. Now I want you to imagine this incredible divine healing energy coming down from God, coming into the top of your head. And I want you to allow that energy to flow through your brain. And as it flows through your brain, every cell, atom, molecule of your brain reconnects to the Creator. So you become this awakened spiritual being filled with new unlimited potentials. And now allow that energy to come out your forehead, your third eye. Feel it flow down even farther. And now allow that energy to come out of your throat chakra. And now feel it flow down even farther and let it come out of your heart. And now feel that energy flow out of your solar plexus. And now allow that energy to flow down even farther. So it comes out of your belly button chakra. And now allow it to come out of your root chakra. And feel that energy flow all the way down your legs. Let it go out your feet and send it into the earth. Imagine it flowing down your arms and out your hands and allow it to flow down your spine. So take one more deep breath, and this time as you exhale, feel anything left in your body that no longer serves you being gently released as you exhale, and then breathe normal. As you're doing that, I call to Michael the Archangel to come forth and cut all ties to any energy you've taken on that's not yours, whether it's from a friend, relative, acquaintance, stranger, anybody you work with. TV said animal, whatever the karmic reason is that created anything out of balance in your life or your body today, and as all that unwanted energy is peeled off of you gently like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to reptile, dinosaur energy, secret societies, organized religion. Cut all ties to any oath, vows, curses, hexes, rituals that could have been done to you or your family, going backwards and forwards hundreds of thousands of generations, or anything you could have done, consciously or unconsciously. And as all that unwanted energy too is peeled off of you gently, like an onion skin, it all goes through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, or anything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean it up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, fill them up with love, and I command them to be neutral or only emit love. And now I want Michael to come forth, remove any energy implants that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime, because of dark magic, voodoo, dark witchcraft, or just dark thoughts that have been sent your way. So I want the stick, pin, needle, or knife that's in your crown chakra removed from your third eye, your throat, heart, solar plexus, belly button, root, feet, hands, spine, eyes, ears, nose, mouth, hips, teeth, anywhere in your body that's out of balance. Like that, and as you and feel all those pins, needles, and knives being very gently removed, imagine all those spaces immediately fill up with the violet flame to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal, release all that unwanted energy back to God, fill them up, the spaces up with love.
They made up a bunch of shit, like one of those, one of the biggest so-called
you keep filling up with more of your divine essence. And now I want Michael to come forth, cut all ties to any effigies that have been misused against you, and that's any elemental of yours who was used to hurt you or anyone, including anything you own. Clothes, hair, picture, your name spoken, written, just thought of, everything you have your energy on. And as ties to all those elementals are cut, I call the violet flame through them to clean them up, the angel light energy to heal. We release all that unwanted energy back to God, fill them up with love, and I command them to be neutral and only emit love.
I was like, really? No, don't talk.
And now I want Michael to come forth and remove any energy overlays that have been done to you or anything that could have carried over from any other lifetime.
And you're lying.
Cut all ties to patriarchy, genocide, rape, incest, slavery, prostitution, persecution, circumcision. Removing those energy overlays that are keeping you from connecting with God, healing yourself, being really successful, fulfilling your divine mission, and living your life in joy. And as all that unwanted energy is gently released, it's keeping all these wonderful things from coming to you. We send it through the violet flame back to God, and you fill up with more of your divine essence.
You know, bad spirits, demons.
All about the...
Now, if there is anybody out there that's directing any kind of dark energy at you, whether it's through magic, witchcraft, or just dark thoughts, we're going to ask them to stop and step forward in light. If they choose to continue to do that work, dark work, we're going to ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness. We surround them in a bubble of mirror. The mirror faces them. It's 2 inches from their nose. As long as they do that dark work, that energy stays contained in the bubble, and the bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until they do works of good. And I also add the
great having
the bubbles to transmute any of that energy so they have no forward movement.
Promote your next books and everything. But if
call
anyone,
your higher self and ask your higher self now
to
activate
you,
your divine blueprint
your
for perfect health, and it starts manifesting in your body now. And as that's percolating in your body, I'm going to call to the Creator to actually send that perfect health, that blueprint for perfect health, and make that an overlay. And feel it. Just calm down around your body. Just very light, very tingly, maybe even a little bit warm energy. And now allow the inner and the outer energy to integrate in a very gentle, kind, loving way with your cells, your atoms, your molecules, all your internal organs, you know, going all the way down into your DNA. And with every breath, I want you to feel this energy integrate even more. And you're going to feel yourself become very centered, very clear-headed. But since we're going to do a light circle, I'm not going to pull you back and body it. So imagine yourself in this huge stadium, and everyone's connected with their hearts from the heart chakra, and you got people to the right, people to the left, and imagine yourself holding their hand. And I want you to feel, send your golden cord up from the top of your head and feel it reconnect to the Creator. And as it does, feel all this high, incredible energy coming into the top of your head, pouring into your body. And I want you to send it now down the right arm into the next person and see that energy go in a circle to the right. And as the energy flows to the right, we call to all the gods and goddesses, past, present, future, all the old ancients, all our ancestors, air, earth, fire, and water, the angels, and invite them in to add their energy work to what we're doing tonight. All the groups out there that are doing light work on this full moon, let that energy be added to what we're doing. And now send love and light to the left. And as the energy flows to the left, the circle is closed. So only that which is light may enter. And we're going to call the trees and ask the trees to participate. And trees are going to send energy into the earth so she can really feel what we're doing, and out through the branches so humankind and all life forms can feel it. We're going to call to all the crystal stones, rocks, minerals, and all the earth keepers, all the stones in the Smithsonian Institute and the crystal grid around Washington and all the other museums to lock in to this huge earth keeper that we've got in the center of this stadium, and it's going to amplify our work over 100,000 fold. We call to all the grids, ley lines, meridian stones, obelisks, all the pyramids, all the sacred and holy spots to lock into the light circle. And I'm going to ask that each and every one of you receive a healing tonight, and that Mother, Father, God, you guide us into doing not our will, but thy will be done. So be it. So now as we're doing the light work, I'm going to create this incredible bubble of light in the center. And I want you, you can let go of the people's hands next to you and send energy into this bubble of light as we're doing the light work. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put the divine feminine and the divine masculine. And we're going to create divine balance. Nice thing to amplify for the full moon, eh? In the name of the presence of God, which I am, through the magnetic power, the sacred fire vest in me, I command. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Let us send divine light and divine male-female balance to all obelisk domes, pyramids, meridian grid matrices, all ley lines, and all the power spots on the planet. We will now anchor the violet flame at the base of these sacred sites to burn 24/7, 365 days a year, transmuting any energy that tries to distort this new balanced energy. Let us now clear all blocks and veils placed over Earth that is keeping both sexes from integrating with their divine feminine and divine masculine. We also cut ties and remove all ancestral ancestry that is holding the divine energy back. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. I call to the higher self of everyone on earth to reawaken to the knowledge and soul remembrance of what it is like to be in perfect balance and harmony with your balanced masculine and feminine side, and what it feels like to be connected with divine energy. In your mind's eye, see light being added to humanity's DNA structure. See this change become a new old soul memory, changing inside Mother Earth's DNA structure as well. See this divine light being directed to everyone's heart and brains, especially the part of the brain that is reptilian, adding emotions and feelings to that part of all reptilian and human brains cosmos-wide. We now call the higher selves of everyone on the planet and ask that as a group, we petition to Helios and Vista, allowing the violet flame to blaze through Earth and all humanity to erase the past, present, and future karma that created from the off-balance patriarchal energy. I call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties and binds from humanity and reptilians, the Earth angels, elementals, and the unbalanced masculine patriarchal energy. As all ties and binds are cut, see them being transmuted by the violet flame and see those empty spaces being filled with divine inspiration, wisdom, and divine heart to function from. Replace this energy with divine matriarchy that walks alongside of their divine partner. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We command that this integration with humankind be gentle, loving, and kind, and let humanity apply this new energy in very practical ways in your mind's eye. See this balance affecting all generations, backwards and forwards, as a ripple of water flowing in harmony with nature. See a burst of balanced divine energy affecting all incarnations on Earth at once. See everyone's DNA cells, atoms, and molecules raised to higher vibration of divine light, creating divine balance. I command that all people and groups standing behind the patriarchal energy step into the violet flame and walk in the light. And if they choose not to, which is their free will, then we ask the Creator to put them in positions of harmlessness. We call to the higher selves of all women on the planet, young, old babies, female babies in the womb. I call to Michael the Archangel and Shiva to cut all ties to patriarchy, slavery, prostitution,
sexism,
women not respecting each other. Cut the ties to fear of men and not being equal. Remove all cell memory of rape, incest, slavery, racism, and circumcision. Cleanse this energy by the violet fire into the light. Then fill the new space with divine inspiration, wisdom, hope, creativity, and strength.
I'm trying to get away from a puppy.
To go forward in positive quantum ways, remove the blocks, O Ganesha. They're keeping women from fulfilling their divine missions. This allows the divine feminine energy to manifest in all women. Let us cut the ties, binds, energy overlays, and soul memory of whatever it was in history to make men fear and want to control women. As we cut those ties, we violet flame that energy to transmute it back to love, respect for each other, allowing the divine feminine and divine masculine energy to manifest now. So say this with me. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We call the higher selves of all men to open up a sacred space so they may step forward into the light, allowing themselves to be reconnected to the Creator. Cut all the ties, Michael the Archangel and Shiva, to unbalance fear of women, patriarchy, genocide, rape, pillage, plunder, incest, greed, power, gladiator mentality, military, war, might is right mentality. Remove it from their energy field, cells, atoms, molecules, all the way down to their DNA, going backwards and forwards through all their incarnations. As this energy is released, we call the violet flame through them and all their works that are misdirected, cut all ties to all dark satanic art and negative ceremonies that are being done to keep men in a stuck patriarchal consciousness that allows them to manipulate humanity and the earth for greed and profit. As it is released, we call divine male-female balance consciousness to be enhanced in their hearts and God part of their brain flowing through their bodies, touching every cell, atom, molecule, all the internal organs, including their DNA. Cool. May this very integration good. Be well, gentle, loving, and kind.
And hope that
we see men's higher self guiding them to accepting divine matriarchy, opening their heart, throat, and crown chakras as they release all the old patriarchal thought forms that no longer serve anyone. As these centers open, see them being very balanced, loving, kind, generous, peaceful, supporting women and groups that are in the light. Let men awaken to their divine missions, bringing a lot of fulfillment and comfort that they are doing their heart's calling, which brings about feelings of peace and contentment. In dream time, let men dream of all the past lifetimes they have lived where men and women respected each other, treating each other with much compassion and kindness, living together in harmony, bringing that loving energy into the physical, putting it all into practice in this current lifetime. Now chant with me. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. We call the higher selves of all male groups that are suppressing women to step forward into light. And if they choose not to step forward into light, may the angels and their higher selves put them in a position of harmlessness. We call to all the balanced men on the planet to speak out against this repression. Defend all women and come to women's aid on all levels. See all men respecting the goddess within, giving freedom and honor to all women. See men allowing women to be equal, divinely conscious beings. We ask that the reptilian part of men's brains are closed down and the God brain is activated. May the goddess soften them to be gentle, kind beings. I call the higher selves of all religious fanatics that practice acts of terrorism that kill and injure women in the name of their God and their religious beliefs everywhere, like the Saudi Arabian males, Islam, and the Christian fundamentalist males, that they immediately waken to the consequences of their actions and stop it now. We command they step into light, and if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and the angels put them in a position of harmlessness, cut the ties to all negativity in religion toward women, replaced with equality and respect. So chant with me. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken within everyone now. Call the higher selves of all leaders, politicians, and decision makers. Command that you step forward in the light. We call to all politicians, Republican, white, sexist males, and Democrats, any sexist male, and self-interest groups to set their egos aside. We call their higher selves to bring out the best in these beings. We command them to step forward in light, and if they choose not to, again, their free will, that the angels and their higher selves put them in a position of harmlessness, and they're replaced by a light worker. So chant with me. May the divine balance, divine feminine masculine energy descend on everyone now. May the balanced divine feminine masculine energy awaken with everyone now. So fill this up with light and love, and more light and love, and more light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, let's create another bubble of light in the center. And this bubble of light, I want to put in all the Nazi swastikas and any of the sacred symbols that are being misused. And anytime anyone looks at a swastika, I want you to imagine it being automatically reversed. So it brings in peace and prosperity into the planet. And we're going to violet flame anywhere where that energy is, that Nazi energy is. And we're going to ask the creator to cut that energy from the planet and see it being removed from the earth, which is in this bubble, and everybody. And just remove that energy overlay over the planet, over all life forms, and replace with this incredible divine, high, loving consciousness as everyone's reconnected to the Creator. Now let's fill it up with light and love. And anywhere they're doing ceremonies, we're going to ask Michael to go there and the angels, and we're going to cut the ties to that energy so they have no forward movement. And we're going to, wherever they're at, we're going to anchor the violet flame to transmute that energy. And not only is this with any Nazi group, but this is also going to include anyone that's doing any kind of satanic work, which the Nazis did. Or dark energy, whether it's through voodoo, witchcraft, any of those, wherever they're doing dark, manipulating, hurtful or harmful work, energy work, rituals. We're going to anchor the violet flame to blast, to transmute. And I'm going to command the angels to go there and disrupt, do whatever it can to disrupt their work. So they have no forward movement on this full moon. Now fill this up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. Whew. All right, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, we're going to put in all life forms, all humans, reptilians, or extraterrestrials in this bubble. And it's time to awaken the living zombies. So let there be light. We call to the Creator and Michael, the Archangel, to remove all veils and overlays from all life forms, humans, reptilians, extraterrestrials, anything that was created by reptilian satanic magic that is keeping all these life forms from reconnecting to the Creator to become conscious, awakened spiritual beings. As this unwanted energy is removed from all these life forms, see them begin to reconnect to the Creator. Their hearts are now unblocking. So they start having feelings and emotions that are kinder in nature. Hearts filled with compassion. We now see the reptilian part of the brain begin to shut down, disconnecting them from all the satanic rituals that bound them together, resulting in the God brains being reactivated. We call to Michael the Archangel to cut all ties to any dark force that is around any human and all life forms. We tie and bind that dark force, send it through the violet flame to clean the energy up and send it back to the divine. We replace that energy with the energy of divine enlightenment. Now, come on, you know this one. You can chant this one with me. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment be activated within everyone now. We call to all the rock, stones, minerals, and all earth keepers to now amplify enlightenment energy to help everyone awaken to the light. See all ties, binds, blood oaths, and beast swarm mentality being cut between the dark magicians, whether they are individual or group or anyone trying to create a new world order through dark satanic rituals. Let all the energies from any and all ceremonies automatically neutralize as we anchor the violet flame to their ritual sites so the magicians will gain no strength or power. This will result in the collapse of all their project and plans. We ask that all veils of darkness that is around anyone in the U.S. or planet that is keeping people from becoming conscious beings be removed and replaced with a connection to their spiritual selves, becoming conscious beings. I call to everyone's higher selves and ask that the higher self now allow all strands of everyone's DNA to reconnect and realign with the divine with such a high healing energy that will keep anything from affecting the DNA and mutating it for any reason. See all strands of everyone's DNA reconnect to the Creator, allowing the DNA to keep its proper divine shape, healthy and functioning. See all dark veils that are around our strands being cleansed by the violet flame, and everyone reawakening to their divinity and spiritual reconnection to the divine. See the Creator adding an extra DNA strand that is a direct connection to Source. I ask the Creator to send down the energy of love from the pink ray to beam down to all living things on earth in charge of the angels and goddesses of love instill in all reptilians and humans the inner knowledge that we are all God and all one, then with much divine love transform all humanity to become loving, tolerant, non-judgmental, and non-racist. We ask that all persons with negative feelings or emotion towards others step into the violet flame, then onto the light. Let all humanity embrace diversity and move into a future of love and faith in God, themselves, and each other. We send divine light to everyone, brains and hearts, ETs, reptilian, and human. Remove the energy of white racism and all that divides the masses. I ask that the energy of all racism be removed by Archangel Michael, cutting the ties with his sword of blue flame since the creation of the planet until now. Let this be trailed by the violet fire to transmute all back to light. Let those thought forms be replaced with divine love. I ask the goddess of truth into everything on the planet that is trying to hide racism and bring it up to the surface and protect those that are bringing the truth forward, that she brings forward all secret and hidden agendas. The Illuminati, Aryan Nation, the Antioch Baptist Church, the KKK, Nazi Party, all dark politicians, skinheads, etc., are hiding or disguising regarding their practices. Let all energy veils be removed from humankind so the divine may again come through. I command that all persons with negative feelings or emotion toward others be allowed to step into the violet flame and then onto the light. I call divine light, divine wisdom, and divine caring, compassion into everyone's heart now and direct that energy toward the reptilian part of the brain. I command Michael to cut all ties and soul memory to the reptile dinosaur energy as the light enters, changing all cells and atoms to divine balancing. Both male and female see the violet flame blaze through the reptilian part of the brain, cleansing and purifying. Fill the brain up with divine thoughts, raising all consciousness to divine, letting kindness, caring, and love come through now. For those stuck beings, I ask the Creator to shut their reptilian brain down and activate the divine God brain. We see these beings becoming an awakened spiritual being that now knows better than to hurt or harm any life form. We cut ties to all fifth dimensional energy frequency vents around the earth that is creating a dark energy overlay over the earth to control and harm us human consciousness. We cut ties to all machines that are affecting us in the 3D world through frequencies, vibrations, and sound that is directed at the electromagnetic fields to create negativity and chaos. Cancel clear all frequencies that are suppressing light, giving humans an oppressive feeling. Cancel clear, cancel clear, cancel clear. We now send a golden solar energy through these frequencies that shift the grids so people feel positive, happy, and see their life's missions and purposes. Let's send a golden solar energy through the Earth's morphogenetic grid that neutralizes any dark energy that wants to control the grid. We also command that all Nazi swastika symbols are reversed, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the Earth and humanity. Every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct, positive direction. Now chant with me. We're going to do this one three times. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment be activated within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment be activated within everyone now. One more time. May divine enlightenment descend around everyone now. May divine enlightenment be activated within everyone now. All right, fill this bubble up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. Now, I want you to just take a minute. I want you to feel your body. Are you feeling lighter? You should be. All All right. So again, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, let us put all the elected officials on the planet. Or in some cases, the unelected officials that are making decisions. No matter where they are, no matter what country, they're all going into this bubble of light. And we ask Michael, the archangel, to cut ties our elected officials have to greed and control of humanity. Seal ties to any black magic that is amplifying their greed and lack of empathy toward the masses be removed from all elected officials' energy fields now. We cut all ties to their party loyalty that keeps them from making compassionate decisions. Let's send love to their hearts that flow to the brain. We ask the Creator to shut the reptilian brain down and open up the part of the brain that is connected to the Creator. We also ask the Goddess of Truth to step in and bring out total transparency with all their backroom dealings. We ask Ganesha to put up lots of blocks around any program that is to serve the rich, being replaced with social programs that will help the poor. We ask that all these beings step forward in the light, and if they choose not to, which is their free will, we ask their higher selves and guardian angels to put them in a position of harmlessness, to replace with a human light worker who is filled with compassion and desire to help the masses now. So be it. Fill it up with light and love. And let's take a deep breath and release it. So again, let's create another bubble of light. And in this bubble of light, I want to put Steve Bannon, which is Trump's chief strategist slash Nazi slash alt-right, which is the same thing as Nazi. Okay. So we called Trump's chief strategist, Steve Bannon's higher self, to help him step forward into the light. And if he chooses not to, which is free will, we ask his higher self to put him in a position of harmlessness. We surround him in a bubble of mirror that contains his energy with the violet flame added to transmute all his out of balance thoughts and plans back to light. The bubble of mirror stays up 24/7, 365 days a year until he works for light. We called him Michael the Archangel, also cut ties. Bannon has to Trump, Priebus, Pence, Paul Ryan, Kellyanne Conway, Eric Prince, and his neo-Blackwater mercenary militia, the Breitbart News, all Christian white supremacists and Nazis. As ties between these being groups are cut, see all their agendas falling apart. Now cut all ties Bannon has to Hitler in trying to manifest the Fourth Reich by force of will or by satanic magic. We remove all magic surrounding Bannon. Removed. We removed all veils of invisibility that surrounds him so people see him clearly as a Nazi that needs to be removed from the White House through legal means. See all these, his plans and the magic falling apart now. We cut all ties to Bannon has to Albert Pike in manifesting World War III by creating chaos through the Muslim world. See the satanic magic trying to move the Stark agenda forward, filling with so much light, the plans fall apart. See all the federal judges standing up and making clear they will not uphold the legal ban. We send energy to the ACLU for stepping up and defending the civil rights of Muslims. See the spiritual warriors coming out for justice in a nonviolent way with success. Imagine all Nazi swastika symbols reversing, so the energy now brings in peace and prosperity back to the earth and humanity. Again, every time anyone looks at a Nazi swastika, see the energy being reversed into its correct positive direction. We cut the ties to anyone whose intent is to misuse any sacred symbols. We call the violet flame through the symbols to clean them up. We reconnect those symbols to the divine. See these energies being reversed to their positive, correct direction now. As Bannon tries to misuse the swastika, by bringing in chaos, see it reverse, bringing in peace and prosperity to everyone. See all his plans of shock events falling apart and backfiring on him. If the swastika symbol was used to set humanity's collective solar plexus backwards, we now reverse directions and see humanity moving forward in light and love. See the Christian evangelicals increasingly awakening up to the truth. As people realize they're being played, see them reorganize to challenge the leaders who are pulling the strings. Let them express divine compassion for all. As all these veils are removed from the masses, see a great awakening of consciousness within, with everyone given lots of divine guidance on how to move forward in the light. Let's remove all energy veils again of magic that Bannon has put over Trump. As these veils are removed, let Trump understand that Bannon is trying to make himself king and fire him, unconsciously replacing him with a light worker. See all Bannon's plans falling apart on every level. Let us now send lots of energy light to all our Earth's grids. The Morpheus with genetic grid, all ley lines, domes, obelisks, pyramids, and all the sacred spots on the planet to correct our timeline back to peace and prosperity. Fill it up with light and love, and let's take a deep breath and release it. All right, so let's do another bubble of light, and let's put Washington, D.C. in this bubble. Yeah, I got to admit, they do need it, eh? So let's see the violet flame anchored in D.C. and transmuting all satanic ceremonies, as well as everyone working there. We cut all ties between everyone's hidden agendas and all their energy of white supremacy, fascism, transmuting that energy again through the violet ray. We ask that all dark energy veils be removed from everyone living in this area and their higher selves. Help them reconnect to the Creator, becoming awakened spiritual beings. Now let's blast Washington, D.C. with light, okay? Come on, chant with me. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. So let's fill this up with light and love and take a deep breath and release it. Whew. All right, everybody, let's close the circle. Let's do three quick ohms. Om, om, om. Whew. All right, put your feet flat on the floor and I want you to feel the earth energy come up. Feel yourself starting to ground, pulling back in body, becoming very, very clear-headed. And if you have that stone hematite, you might want to get it after the show. You might want to go hug a tree and send all your excess energy into the tree just for like 30 seconds. And then ask the tree to send you energy back and you'll ground even more. You shouldn't be walking around lightheaded, okay? So do this for me, ground, eat something after the show. Take a nice warm bath, something to, you know, again, calm you down, pull you in body so you're not lightheaded. Thank you, everyone, for joining in the light circle tonight. And remember, all you have to do is chant. May divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. The more it's done, the more you chant, the more it's going to happen. That I promise you. That's the only thing that can happen. Now, for those of you that want to really get into the energy work, check me out on Facebook. And yay, guys, we're on iHeartRadio. Too cool is that, huh? So check me out, Facebook, Kathy Bilski. Everything is public. All the prayers go on there. Or you can go to Google Plus. I'm on LinkedIn. I try to get them on even Twitter. You know, the more out there, the more people do it, the more energy work we do together as a group, the quicker we are going to go into enlightenment. I can't say that enough. I believe that we can do it. The more energy we put into it now, the nicer life will be later on, and all this crap will happen. Okay? So if you have to go around chanting, may divine enlightenment descend on everyone now. May divine enlightenment awaken within everyone now. Do that for Washington. Do it for your kids. Do it for the area. Do it for people you work for. Do it for yourself. So for everyone listening, I hope the spirit, and I wish for you that spirit brings you one of your heart, at least, how's that? At least one of your heart's desires this week. And you're filled with joy and your path is easy. The door's open for you. You're divinely inspired to what you need to do. Answers come to you easily. That is my wish for you. So I hope you tune again. We'll do another light circle next week. And I hope you have a lovely week. And on that note, aloha.
In this busy world, sometimes we need to let go. And this is where I can help. Visit my website, rivuletrnr.wix.com/rivuletrnr, or my Facebook page, Rivulet R&R.